What's up, Duke fans? So it's the dog days of summer and the college basketball season is still months away. There'll be plenty of time to look ahead later, but for right now, we wanted to look back. We were inspired by a listener suggestion to do a Duke one and done draft. So Josh, Shu, and I each drafted five former Duke one and done players, and we tried to assemble the best teams we could. This was a really fun exercise to send us down memory lane. We hope you'll enjoy listening to it as much as we enjoyed making it. Also, stay tuned for the end of the episode and a teaser about what we've got in the chamber for next week.
Sir, Duke is never the underdog.
Yes, sir.
Duke is never the underdog.
Yes, sir.
Final Four night.
What's up, Duke fans? Welcome to the Devil's Den podcast. I'm your host, Josh Smith, joined by my co-host, Raul and Shu. Had a DM on X/Twitter from House of Duke Highlight, so that's going to be a little bit of our theme today here. Doing about a one-and-done draft, right? We had talked about this. Shu, you had mentioned wanting to do maybe like a lefty draft. It was recently like National Lefty Day. We got two lefties here, so you know that seemed to kind of fit a little bit. This gives us a little bit more of a broader, I guess, kind of scope to tap into. Some of these names are kind of go back pretty far when you really think about it there. You don't really think of 99 and 2004 as one and done era, but we have some options here. Before we jump in, though, I want to set some kind of quick parameters that we kind of put around this thing a little bit. So it's restricted to true one and dones. So it's not like a transfer or you played here for 1 year. It's you were a, you know, high school, 1 year in college, going to the draft, or you left and went pro, whether that's overseas or whatever. So not all of these guys went to the NBA, but they all left Duke to pursue a professional career. So that excludes players like Rodney Hood, Dante Jones, like someone in that kind of mold, maybe that maybe played a year, sat a year, whatever. We're going to do a snake. So there's three of us, or Shu's already done our order here. Unfortunately, I got the second pick. So, you know, that is what it is. But Shu, you get first, right? So you're going to start us out. And then it'll be me and then Raul, and then we'll go back and forth here. We also are putting a little bit else of qualifiers on it. So it's just their college resume. So if you've seen the 32-0 game that's went around recently, maybe you saw the 82-0 game as well. It's kind of like that a little bit. So here's their stats. Here's what they did. Doesn't matter that he played 8 games, 11 games, 27 games. Here's what he produced in the minutes that were available. You get to kind of assume that that's what you're going to get for across the season here, fellas. And so hopefully that'll help kind of like equal the playing field, or we won't have to qualify everything if you're getting it here, if you're getting it there. So injuries are turned off. Don't have to worry about that for this one. Fellas, did I mention anything? Did I miss anything on the setup rules-wise? I think that's pretty much the
I would say everybody can kind of use their own strategy, but I'm certainly going into it thinking like I want to build a good starting five, not just get the five best possible players.
Yes.
I actually want them to fit together.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you guys feel about that.
Yeah, no, that's me too. Like the 32-0 game then goes to the tournament, right? So you draft a team, you see what you do in the regular season. We're not really going to run it through a simulation and go into a tournament, but I want us to set up our roster like, and it doesn't have to be traditional, but make an argument of like, hey, how's this going to fit together? Like, do you have any kind of like, you know, role definition? Or don't do that, I guess. And we'll just kind of laugh at it a little bit.
I mean, if you want
positionless basketball boys.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you want five power forwards with Cameron Boozer running point, go for it. But I'm going to argue that that's not the best possible team.
Well,
let us an assist. Let us an assist.
That's true.
Five assists a game.
That is true. Got a strong hard dribble too. You know, just pound that thing down into you know, no, for sure. But all right. Well, I guess we'll get ready to jump into that. So again, shout out to House of Duke Highlights on Twitter there. Thanks for the idea. You know, sometimes in the dead period of the summer, we're always looking for some cool topics, and this would be a good one too. Don't have to do much prep. Kind of know most of these names. Most of these guys are going to be pretty familiar. A lot of recency in here, but I think, you know, I think 99 is the first, right? Like, let's not need to bury the lead. Corey Maggette is the first one here. And it goes all the way up until last year, like you said, with Cameron Boozer. So fellas, without further ado, let's jump in. And I guess we'll get it started here. So you can play some little dun dun dun. Adam Silver comes to the mic and, you know, here you go.
All right. Well, look, first pick. I'm going to go with a guy had his own like signature shoe, was big time for Duke, still reps Duke hard. You need a point guard to start the team. I'm going with Kyrie Irving.
Nice. Yeah. I like it.
Especially with those injuries turned off. You know, I know I only played 11 games at Duke. Had 11 pretty nasty. I mean, the Michigan State game obviously comes to mind. The Kansas State when he took on Jacob Pullen, who I think was like a preseason All-American, held him to 4 points. You know, he obviously gets hurt, comes back in the tournament. I think he scored like 30 against Michigan here in Charlotte. And then obviously, you know, fizzled out against the Arizona Wildcats that year. But Kyrie, man, what a player. One of the best talented guys we've ever had, period.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. No, I love that pick. I was actually looking at it when I saw that I'd gotten 2 because I did not think that this would be available. So I'm going to go. I mean, give me Big Z, you know, like let's not bury it too far. Like I'll take Zion Williamson here at number 2. There's a few other guys that I might really strongly consider. You mentioned Cam Boozer. That's probably another one that would be pretty high up there. But yeah, man, give me Zion. I think the PER, the efficiency kind of speaks for itself in terms of what that cat was able to do. So yeah, I'll keep it there. Lock it in.
Lock it in.
Well, Shu kind of stole my strategy. I was thinking maybe Kyrie would still be on the board. Because
you want to trade up? Trade up?
Yeah.
Pop it up. give up a pick to do that, right?
Yeah, give me 4 players.
Yeah.
No, you know, because I was looking at I'm like, there's not a lot of point guards, right? So like, I'm like, okay, if I get first pick, I'm definitely just going to take the best point guard available because there's a lot of forwards that are really good.
Yeah.
But that said, you took the best point guard. So I'm going to have to go Cam Boozer because I think those are the top 3 Duke one and dones in my opinion. I mean, certainly Cooper Flagg is in there as well. But I was kind of like debating in my mind beforehand. I was like, if I have the second pick, do I go Zion or do I go Cam or you know, and there's really a strong argument for either of those guys. Zion's the more talented, I guess. But I would say Cam was the more complete, like all around player that lifted his teammates. So I want to start with that as my foundation. And then I get the next pick, right?
Too. Yep. Snake it down.
So I definitely need a point guard. So I think the second best point guard left on the board is going to be Tyus Jones. So, He's not the best player left. You know, I could have just gone with best player and just had somebody random run point, but I kind of want to build up the team in a way that makes sense. Yeah. I don't think I'm going to be picked. Spoiler. I'm not going to be picking Duval.
Duval.
Duval. Sorry. I forgot. Yeah. So that'll be my foundation. Just Tyus Jones, Cam Boozer. We'll build out from there.
Yeah, I like it. You're right, man. The guard, like especially like lead guard, like availability is just not super high. So I'm probably gonna just have to make my team a little bit different in that regard, man. And I don't know exactly how this is gonna look, but so far I really like it. I'm taking Cooper Flagg, and Coop Zion is just gonna be my havoc here. Yeah. Maybe my 4-5, even if I really need to run it that way. We'll see. There's some stretch fives that are still kind of available in here. But yeah, man, I'll go heavy athleticism. I'll go highlight reels, Coop pinning one off the backboard, finding Zion down streaking down or vice versa. That could be pretty fun. So give me Coop Zion, man, to lead this thing off. Shout out to Coop too, man. That's why he's in the lab, man, working on his game. Shots looking good. It's a little more compact. It's always going to be a little, you know, but it's like, you know, kids put in the work. So shout out to Coop. All right, Shu.
All right. So you guys have taken a couple off the board. This is where it starts to get, you know, a little. Let me go ahead and go with my wingman, Jason Tatum.
Oh, that's a good one. JT, CEO. Or what is it? Is it CEO? What is it? What's the role? CEO? Not CEO. What is his role?
CBO.
CBO. Yeah, CBO.
Chief Basketball Officer.
Yeah, I think. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so now, Shu, you get another one, right?
That would be correct.
Back around. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. So with that, Kyrie and Tatum. Give me a... I need some. I got some shooting here. Let's.
Yeah, before you do something real crazy, I do want to let's do a quick timeout. We said injuries are off the board, sure. But not pre-existing, right? Like you don't get the apex version of Harry Giles. You get Harry Giles. We got a Duke. What you got. Right. He's just available across all the games. I just wanted to, because that would be the perfect freaking player for your team.
Injuries right that now, happened at Duke are off the board.
You get junior, high school junior Harry Giles, and I take your team here, but.
You know what? I think since I have a couple options here, let me kind of get that big guy that can also distribute the ball. Let me go with Paulo.
Ooh, that's in. Okay. I like that.
So you got
Kyrie Tatum-Bello.
Yeah, you got three of the best Duke pros. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
If we're playing an NBA game, you're kicking our ass. But
yeah, pretty good in college too. Especially back half of the year, Tatum. And he was, you know. All right, so it's on to me. I got Zion and Coop. I'm gonna have to get some guard play in here at some point, fellas. This gets tough quick. Which one of these guys do I want, man? Looking at Jared McCain and Konkan Nipple. Give me Connie, man. Give me Connie. I'm going to roll with him. Yep. I need a guard that can really space at a high level. Con, I feel like, has a little bit more kind of like point guard kind of on ball skills, maybe. Give me Connie.
All right. Well, I need a rim protector, and there's three good options left, but I'm going to go with Derek Lively.
Yeah,
I think
he's
the best rim protector of those guys. So I think the Cam Boozer Derek Lively pairing is going to be really good because Cam can space the floor for him and he can kind of hit him on the roll there.
That's what I wanted you to kind of take too for a second, just because the lobs from Kyrie would have been.
Yeah, I mean, that would have been.
You let Tatum play the four down there next to him too, and you just, whatever. But
I'm playing him at the three right now.
Big D Lively. Big D Lively.
Yeah,
she's going to have a big team. Do you have another pick now?
Yeah, he's back. Yeah, Snake's back.
Okay. Right. So, wait a second. Okay. Yeah. So I got Cam, Tyus, Lively. And I also needed Lively there for the defense because Cam is a solid defender, but not amazing. And Tyus isn't the greatest defender. So I thought I needed some backline help there. And now I'm going to want some shooting. I think I'm going to have to go with. Oh man, that's going to be rough defensively though if I do that. Ah, screw it. Lively will clean up everything. I'm going with Jared McCain. It's going to be Tyus Jones and Jared McCain. I got no backcourt defense, but I got floor spacing for days.
Yeah, I was actually about to be like, am I going to get Khan and Jared after having to try to pick between
that'd be nice.
Them? I was about to take him right away. I like that a lot, actually. Oh man, I thought you might go for the wing. Oh man. Oh, I was hoping you were about to say Justice Winslow or Brandon Ingram. where do I want to go, man?
Justice was a shooter at Duke. He just once he got to the NBA.
Okay, I got some options here. Building a team. Got Khan. I could have Coop run point too if I needed to. Do I want backline or do I want... Tough questions, man. Tough questions. I need some defense, though, somewhere. Okay, I'm going to do something kind of unorthodox, man. I'm going to go Luol Deng. And I'm just going to run a bunch of big 6'8", like wings at you. We're not going to have a five. We're not going to have a one. All right. I got Zion, Coop, Khan, and Deng so far, man. That 2014 was like one of my absolute favorites at Duke. He gives me some versatility, gives me the defense, gives me some of that kind of him and Coop have some similarities too in that regard. So give me the wings, man. I'll take them all. Well,
Deng was going to be my final pick if he was still there. So
yeah. All right, shoot. You got two.
All right. Well, I need some defense and I'm going to go. Let's go with Malawach because you don't get Malawach without Deng, I don't believe.
Yeah.
I think that's a full circle there. So
yeah,
give me come on, anchoring my team back there on the back line. And then for my final pick to round it out, so Kyrie, Tatum, Paolo, and Kaman. So
you're looking at a shooting guard, right, or something?
Yeah, I'm going to take another big guard, two-way guy I think can score. Give me R.J. Barrett.
Ooh, nice. I'm glad to see R.J. go here. Right.
So nice. Kyrie, R.J.
R.J., Tatum, Paolo, Kaman. Okay.
Kaman, nice.
All right.
I was going to go.
Go ahead. I got to look here for a second anyway. But.
My big guy, I was thinking Wendell Carter Jr., a little bit more of a offensive threat, but I think I needed more defense than anything there. So that's why I wanted to come on.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I like it. All right, man. Let me see. The guards are just slim against it.
Yep.
You know what? This is going to get kind of interesting, man, but I really love this kid. So I'm going to go Austin Rivers for my last pick here, man. I needed somebody. I'm looking at my team. Love Khan, what he can do from the guard position. I need someone that can kind of maybe an ISO, like break you down, get into the lane, do a little kind of shimmy, Rip Zeller, and like kind of make something happen. Give me Rivers, man. None of these guys are afraid of the shot, at least. You know that. Not from Austin. So, yeah. Give me Rivers to round us out.
Yeah, I'm just bolding the guys that have been picked here to make my job easier.
Yeah.
So what was your final lineup, Josh?
I have Austin Rivers, Con Knipple, Cooper Flagg, Will Ding, and Zion Williamson.
All right, nice. All right, well, I guess I'm going to go with... Because I need a three, so I guess I'm going to, and I need defense, so I guess I'm going to go with Justice there.
Yeah.
Thought you were about to go to Jabari.
Yeah. If you want defense, that's the guy.
Yeah. Highest Jared Jabari out there at the 1-3, which like no, Cam and Derek hate you at this point. I'm like, dude, do it. Kill him back here.
Lively would keel over dead from exhaustion having to cover that up.
Yeah.
But I figure if you've got like, you got Justice on the wing and you've got Lively at the rim. I think that's enough to kind of hold it together, especially because Cam is not like a bad defender. So your 3-4-5 is going to be pretty solid. You're just not going to have a lot of perimeter defense. You're going to have to put Justice. He's going to have to play the Dame role, guarding the ball a lot.
Yeah. 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 And there's a lot of guys on here too, just to name some that we didn't pick. I mean, you mentioned Jabari, right? Corey Maggette, Jahlil Okafor. You know, Brandon Ingram, Harry Giles, I talked about that. But you got Frank Jackson, Gary Trent, Wendell Carter. Marvin Bagley is probably one that, like, if you were just putting stats up on the board, that, like, I thought about it at certain points of, like,
20 and 10 machine.
Yeah. Do I fit that in somewhere?
And Vernon Carey.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Vernon. One of the best.
Yeah. Yeah. You had some dudes. AJ Griffin could have been a floor spacer at the three for one of us, too, there.
If you had to pick a six guy, who would it be?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Well, let Smitty take the first pick here.
If I was taking a sixth guy.
Yeah, let me think about.
You know, you just kind of mentioned him, man, but it probably would be Jabari. Yeah, I'd probably just take Jabari. Yeah, I'd put Jabari because I have all these wings anyway. So I need guys that can slot in 3-5 and like small ball lineups. And so, I'll take Jabari.
And it just maybe gives you, depending on who you're starting, it gives you more scoring off the bench too. Like, kind of that six man role. It would be weird to your team's loaded enough where you bring Jabari Parker off the bench. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Or maybe I bring Luau Deng off the bench. Even that seems kind of crazy too. But
Yeah, I considered, as opposed to Justice, I guess this isn't really my sixth man, but alternate picks, I was looking at like just a pure shooter at the three, like a Gary Trent or an AJ Griffin, just like a guy who's just going to come in there and get threes up, you know, and doesn't need a lot of usage. But I liked Justice's defense the best of those three guys. So.
Yeah. I think for me, it might be, again, what I kind of pointed out earlier, maybe Wendell Carter Jr.
Yep.
as my kind of backup big man there. can play the four, can play the five too.
Yeah,
exactly. And can give you like a little bit of floor spacing and passing, you know, so.
Yeah, can play beside Kamand or can play, you know, behind Paolo or something. I mean, he plays behind Paolo now, right? Orlando, so.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, you know, you guys know how much a Wendell fan I am. When I was looking at Lively, I was like, should I take Lively or Wendell? But when Lively's just a better shot blocker. So, you know, Wendell was a great defender at Duke, but I just thought as an all-around kind of rim deterrent, Lively's better.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I want to kind of dig into these just a little bit, fellas. I have a few questions here for us. But before we do that, let's just take a quick little break here. Let's pay some bills, and then we can come back in and maybe kind of chop this up or chop it down. Just a tad.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, fellas, we can look at this just a little bit further. I should have asked you this when we were on break here, Raul. I put our teams in the thing. I don't know if we can get a graphic somehow. Maybe I can share that to just so that y'all can see it if you're watching on YouTube here a little bit to get an idea. But we can't run them through a simulation here. I guess we could, but we didn't set that up to do that here. So we're going to make it a little bit like hypothetical just to getting old nuance here into the teams a bit. Shu, you picked first. You took Kyrie. You rounded it out with Tatum, Paolo, Kamon, RJ Barrett. I got Zion, Cooper Flagg, Con Knipple, Luol Deng, Austin Rivers. There we go. Apologies for my little clip there on the end there. But we got Cam Boozer, Tyus Jones, D-Lav, Jared McCain, and Justice Winslow there for Raul. Lots of number one picks on here. A few national champs on there, down there for Raul. And then we got a bunch of guys that are killing it in the league right now. However, this is a college-based draft, fellas. So looking at it here, is there somebody else's team that you like, or are you rolling with yours? Like, if we put them head to head, are you like willing to be like, you know what? I think I really want to go with so-and-so's team. Are you rolling with your own? What you got?
Well, I like my team, but I will say this for Raul's team, Cam Boozer's a winner. We know that. That's what he does. And Tyus Jones, kind of the same way. I like the grit of Raul's team. I think that team, would fight you tooth and nail for every possession. So I do like that about Raul's team.
Yeah, I think I'll say the same. I mean, he's got all positions covered. You got a guy in Cam Boozer who's just had one of the best seasons ever at Duke, right? We know what he's capable of. You got two national champions on the roster, so that's already kind of a plus there. Yeah, small-ish kind of backcourt, though, I guess. If you're looking to exploit somewhere, maybe you can kind of bully him up there. But, you know, Tyus doesn't get rattled very easily, so you do have the composure side. Maybe the only true point guard on the roster, Kyrie's just a savant in what he does. But, like, yep. Tyus is kind of in a mold of its own. So, yeah, I mean, Raul's got a good roster there. I think I might would technically kind of maybe slide that way. Raul, where are you at? You happy with your squad, or you like somebody else?
Yeah, I'm happy with my squad. I think that it's got a pretty good balance of defense and offense. But even if that backcourt is getting picked on, I think we can just outscore you just because when you have Cam Boozer and McCain and Tyus Jones, I think that's going to be a pretty lethal offense. But I don't know, man. Like, there's arguments for every one of these teams. Like, if you have Zion and Cooper and Khan, that's pretty crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
that's gonna, yeah, that's gonna do all right, I think. And like I mentioned with Shu's team, like clearly the best level of NBA production of any of the teams. I mean, we'll see, obviously, because Cam Boozer and Cooper are Cam's career hasn't even started, and Cooper's, you know, is only 1 year in, but
right.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, I think if I had to summarize... Go ahead, Shu.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, it also depends where we play in these games. You know, we play this one at Rucker Park. I'm taking mine. Like
100. And, well,
Those guys are just getting buckets all day. You know, I got, you know, do I got Dan Antonio coaching them 7 seconds or less? Or
yeah.
Thibodeau might lose his shit with my team. So,
yeah, that's a good point, too. And I think they are kind of custom. So, Raul's, I think, is that like, this is your, you know, last year's Blue Devil, like, we're going to grind you out. Like, if you catch us in the half court, we are going to just churn you through hell here. Like, we have so many actions, so many ways to get into our stuff. Whereas I think mine and Shoe's is a little bit more like, yeah, we want to like really kind of get out a little bit. For you, Shoe, it's a lot of isolation. Like, it's like, hey, yeah, I got Kyrie up top, you know? So we talked about like Raul's team is thick, but Tyus or Jared, if you're getting switched out onto Kyrie, like, good luck, bro. Like, good luck out there. That's an island. And if they go and they shut that down, like, let's say I try to throw Cooper on you, it's like, okay, well, now I'm just going to post Tatum over here on the high post and let him just go to work. Paolo could even kind of do a little bit of that for you as well. So you get a lot of that. Mine is a little bit kind of like the 94 feet of hell, kind of a like there of like 6'7", 6'8". We really want to just press everything out. Like, I'm trying to expand passing lanes like crazy, get out and run, catch me in the half court though. And that's not going to probably look very sexy right at that point. Like, I don't have a ton of that. Whereas Raul's might be the least threatened, I guess, to any particular style. Like, yours might be able to overcome.
Oh yeah, we're running. We got some good actions. We can.
Yeah, you got a ton of good actions with that squad. Yeah, you do. Yeah,
you're gonna have a bunch of, you know, ball screens for Tyus and McCain with Cam running handoffs and stuff like that, and Lively rolling to the rim at the same time. That's kind of what I'm picturing there.
Yeah,
and then Justice is just the wild card, I guess. But
yeah, he's just roving. You know, he's roaming around there a little bit,
cutting. You know, he was always a good cutter. I would like to point out that we know that Luol is misspelled there. It's because it's UO, right?
Yeah, yeah. I think, yeah, it's not just, yeah. I was trying to type as we're like picking names. Yeah, it's like, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, Luol.
I just wanted to get that out there.
Yeah.
Not that spell check was going to like it either way, but
yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I would say too, fellas, as we do wrap. So I guess are we confirmed that if we were going to take one of these teams and run it through a 6-6 gauntlet, are we all taking Raul's team, or?
I still like mine.
You like yours? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't feel like I can. I don't feel like I weigh in here. Obviously, I got the bias, but I'm, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I like mine too. I just think that, like, okay, I'm looking at mine. I'm like, you know, I could run into just a 2 for 20. Now, like, if Khan's cold, it's like, oof, that's the Hornets. What happens, right? Like, if that happens, like, and we're really banking on that, I think Raul's is a little like, I think mine and Shoes might have this, like, potential higher, like, ceiling somewhere. Like, we're like, hey, we could get out and just score 100 points in every game and just, like, really get out and run. But I think Raul's is more insulated, more protected.
Yeah, my question is definitely defense. This is a
some of the fluctuation.
Yeah, this is a late K career team. You know,
you're gonna have
defense
to score.
Is a little optional. Yeah,
yeah,
a little optional there. We'll play zone.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, and like me and you both have to figure out like what happens off ball, right? Like, okay, well, if Kyrie's got the ball, RJ, what are you doing? Tatum, what are you doing? Pell, what are you doing? You know, like, you got it. Mine's kind of the same. You know, Zion, Coop, you know, what are you doing? Rivers, what are you doing? Set the ball. But
yeah, I think Shoes is just going to be trading isolations. That can work.
Yeah.
We saw it in 2016 with the Cavs. That was pretty much what LeBron and Kyrie did.
Yeah, I mean, that positional size outside of Kyrie that you had, though, is pretty crazy with RJ, like 6'7" at the two there. Kind of breaking that up too, but this was fun, man. I like doing this. It was cool to kind of see some of these guys that we had on our list. I just hadn't thought of in a long time, dude.
I'm not going to read out the whole list, but there's some crazy names on there. Like, when I was going through and making it, the way I did it was like, I just went year by year. Right. And thought, were there any OAD guys? And so it's consecutive, but even with that, I forgot a couple. when I was first doing it, I didn't remember Jalen Johnson. I mean, come on, he played 13 games in the COVID year. And I didn't remember AJ Griffin because he's not even playing basketball anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Derek White had one that like fell off my radar too, because that just didn't really, never really worked out.
It was weird to see too, like, it was weird to see too, like some teams had like three or four one and done guys and they weren't all that great of teams. And then other teams that are like really good had one and done guy like last year's team. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. Last question go ahead.
Well, who do you guys think has had the best career out of this bunch of?
That's a good one, man.
Would it be Kyrie? Is it Tatum? Is it? I mean, I think that's the.
It's between right those now. Two. It's between those two.
Yeah, I think right now you got to go with. I think right now you might have to go with Kyrie, just because he's been playing a little bit longer than Tatum, but Tatum's catching him for sure.
Yeah, I think
they both got one title. Yeah.
You can make the argument for Tatum, I think.
Yeah.
The Kyrie, man, he would, you know, rookie of the year. He won the title. He had the shot too, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing too.
He was down 3-1 against the Warriors, who were just freaking 73-9, right? Like, I mean, it was that. He's had some really injury kind of riddled, like he's bounced around a little bit in the last several years. The Boston thing really didn't go well at the end. But production wise, I mean, he's still, and if he comes back and is good this year, then it puts him back in that conversation. I mean, hell, they just went to the finals 2 years ago with him, right? I mean, they lost, and that's Tatum gets ring, but they're there. I think you can make the argument for JT. I do kind of lean that it's Kyrie right now. But I think Tatum can take that. Tatum was in that, like, is this guy going to become the face of the league? Is he going to be like a top 3 to 5 MVP? And he kind of lived in that space for like 3 or 4 years, and might be kind of like at the point where that's no longer the ceiling, but you're still getting a hell of a player. Let's not get it. I mean, he still has a Hall of Fame like trajectory here potentially. Right. So,
I mean, I think if either of those guys retired today, they'd be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, probably so. Yeah, probably so.
But, you know, I was just, the only reason I was leaning Kyrie, I think, is just because his career started, you know, 6 years earlier. We're looking at a 9-time All-Star versus a 6-time All-Star. They both have, you know, Team USA success. They're both NBA champions. Like, they've both, ironically, they've both been All-Star game MVPs. Kyrie won the 3-point contest as well. Like, they've done a lot of stuff, you know. So, Kyrie was Rookie of the Year. It's probably about on the same level. I will say that Kyrie's never made NBA first team. He's made second and third. But Tatum's made first team 4 times. So
that's true. Yeah, I guess you can make the argument for the CBO, man, if you want. I mean, it's there.
Yeah. I mean, he was closer to ever winning an MVP, right? He's been like top five in MVP.
And you got to think that his career trajectory still has a little bit more juice in it than Kyrie's does, right?
I mean, Kyrie's 34 coming off a big injury.
So. Yeah. So, all right. Well, yeah, that was fun, man. Maybe we'll get back in and do this again at some point. I know that there has been some offers too that have went out. I don't want to just completely kind of, you know, overlook all of those. I will say though, if you want like more in-depth information, you should probably just go to thedevilsden.com and check that out. There is a promo right now, so you can see that at the bottom here, and you can get into all of the recruiting stuff. But it's just not the same, really. Like, recruiting is just not all of the same. And so it doesn't quite mean, I think, anymore when an offer goes out that DEFCON levels need to go to 4. Maybe it sounds like that might be kind of transitioning a little bit. But we are starting to really kind of tap into that 27 class. So if you want to kind of get in on that right now, just a brief overview, I think 3 or 4 offers have went out. Y'all correct me. I think they're almost all wings though at this point. A lot of wing heavy offers coming out. The Gore kid, Austin Montgomery, Henry was the other one. I'm forgetting his first name off the top of my head. Derek? No.
DeMarcus Henry?
DeMarcus Henry. Derek Cooney is a running back that you might draft in fantasy football here in a couple of weeks.
But, well, funnily enough, DeMarcus Henry is the son of an NFL player.
Is it Derrick Henry's time? Maybe it's Derrick Henry's time. That would be absolutely incredible because he's still actively playing. And like, I don't know the math on that.
No, it's Chris Henry. I don't know. I don't know football.
Oh wow. Okay. Yeah. I need to look into that recruitment then a little bit. Yeah. Chris Henry was a dude back in the day, man. So, okay. Very cool. So some offers are going out. We're kind of lukewarm. I'm a little lukewarm yet. As these things continue to kind of develop, we'll probably get into that a little bit more as we get into the fall. But for now, we wanted to hit on our draft. We got a few other topics for the summer here. We got a buy or sell kind of segment. Before we get into that, though, we got some guests coming onto the pod very quickly, so we'll continue to roll those out for us. Excited about Terrence Oglesby coming on, get to chat it up with him, continuing to try to link up with Coach Shire, so hoping that's going to work out as well. But appreciate y'all. Again, shout outs to Duke House of Highlights for the recommendation here. And I guess we'll get out of here. Fellas, any parting shots, any kind of final words on this stuff before we wrap it up?
No, I'm, a little jealous. I'm going to have to miss out the TO one, but, you know, just from our perspective doing this, we've talked with former players. We've talked with coaches. We've never talked with somebody, obviously does, you know, the ACC network, but a former opponent of ours. So I'm kind of curious what his, like, you know, don't sugarcoat us. Just tell us what your thoughts were on
playing against John Shire, too.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yep. Yeah.
In our favorite era of basketball.
Yeah, possibly. I know, man. I know. Yeah, it wasn't the greatest for Duke, but that 07 to 09, man, that built character for the championship. Yep. Like, we earned it exactly. From 07 to 09, man. And so, yeah, really excited to get him in, talk a little bit about his experience from Clemson. He went head-to-head against John a couple of times as well. So I'm sure there'll be some good ribbing that will happen as a product of that. But again, we appreciate you all. Please continue to rate, review, subscribe. You can email us at thedevilsdenpod@gmail.com. You can find us on X/Twitter @devilsdenpod247. Keep the faith strong in the verb high. Go Duke.